You're listening to Phoenix 98 FM and we're backstage at Standard Calling here with Nina Nesbitt. Nina, hello.
Hello.
How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Not bad. A little bit hot, but I think we all are.
Yes.
How long have you been on site?
About an hour.
Okay. Have you been to Standard Calling before?
Never been here before, but looking forward to playing.
So you're playing this evening over in the Spaceport, I believe it is. An unusual name for a stage, but...
Hoping for a little trip to Mars or something during my set.
And we were just saying that you were meant to be playing a gig last night, but it got cancelled because of the weather. It's looking like it's going to storm here, but hopefully being in a tent, you should survive that.
I hope so, yeah. I'd literally sat and done my makeup for about an hour, and then they were like, yeah, the gig's cancelled. So hopefully I'll get to play tonight.
So have you travelled down from today?
Scarborough.
We've been playing you for a while on Phoenix. Stay Out, we sort of played quite a lot, and Somebody Special more recently. Both very different styles. I mean, the new album, I believe, is coming out this year. What can we expect from the new album?
It's still kind of lyrically led. Still got, like, the personality in the lyrics, but it's, I would say, just a bit more mature, and it's a mixture of pop, singer-songwriter, and little hints of R&B.
I think I'd read an interview somewhere where you sometimes you feel a bit nervous about saying pop, but sort of a...
Yeah, I think because I started off quite folky, people were like, oh, you're going pop, but I love pop music, and I grew up in pop music. I've got a Swedish mum, so there's a lot of ABBA around the house and whatnot. So, yeah, just make music that I like, and hopefully people will like it.
They seem to so far. And Peroxide was number one in the midweek charts. I think you got done by the Brits slightly,
yeah,
but still a big...
Silly idea that was, isn't it?
One of the things you've been involved with recently, I spotted, was International Busking Day. You played a big gig at Stratford. How did you get involved with that, and why, probably?
Somebody just approached me about it, and I was like, why not? I used to do little busking sessions for fans, like, in the early day. I'd go, like, if I was somewhere doing promo, but I maybe didn't think I could do a gig there yet, I would do, like, a meet-up and play songs and stuff, and it was a good way of kind of gauging how many fans you had there and if you could maybe do a show next time. And it's just like a free show, I guess, to give people. So yeah, I just got asked to do it, and Nile Rodgers is one of my, like, favourites, so I was like, yeah.
And that's proper pop music, well, pop, soul, funk, everything. Big tour coming up of America. That's you're heading off there soon, and then a European tour to follow.
Yeah, so I'm going to America again with a guy called Max, who is big over there, and a guy called Lewis Capaldi. I'm going around Europe with him and parts of the UK, and then the album will come out.
So your own tour on the... Are you headlining or sort of supporting for Europe?
I just did a headline tour in May, so I'm waiting until next year, early next year, when the album comes out.
So, I mean, we're an Essex-based station, but your next London gig would be with Lewis at the Shepherd's Bush Empire in November. Is that the plan so far?
I'm actually announcing a gig next week, so keep an eye out.
Okay, so a London gig being announced next week. We will look out for that, and we'll publicise that on the show. One of the things you mentioned on Twitter was one of the festivals that you did, Alanis Morissette was playing, and you mentioned that she was an idol. Can you...
She is. She's one of my, like, biggest inspirations, and I was very excited that she was there. I didn't get to meet her. I think she was travelling with her family and stuff, so she had her own sort of private area, so I didn't want to, like, barge in. But I got to see her walk on stage, and it was a highlight of my day.
And the set was as good as you'd hoped it would be?
I actually had to leave as soon as she started playing, very sadly, but I'm hoping to catch her at some point.
Okay, so we've mentioned the album, the tour, and I said gig announcements next week. Anything else that people should know about? I mean, that's quite a lot coming, obviously.
There's a new single coming on the 10th of August called Loyal to Me. I'm very excited for people to hear that one. I'll be playing it today.
Okay, thank you very much for your time, Nina Nesbitt, and I look forward to seeing the set later.
Thank you.